The Justice Department has to respond by this afternoon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, to the Supreme Court, which temporarily halted the planned end tomorrow of the Title 42 COVID policy, which some Republican-led states have sued to keep in place. It's blocked some migrants from entering the country illegally. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels just told Fox lifting Title 42 will lead to an even bigger surge of crossings.
We're already in a crisis mode, a serious crisis mode. Do we see the gotaways in this county that we've never seen? I've done this for 38 years, and it's the worst I've ever seen it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they're getting ready to end Title 42.
We have additional robust planning underway, but we need Congress to give us the funds we've requested to do this in a safe, orderly, and humane way.
Now, the funding could come in a $1.7 trillion spending bill to fund the government the rest of the fiscal year. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says,
it's not going to be everything anybody wanted, that's for sure. But it's far preferable to a CR.
A CR is what House Republicans want, short-term funding so they can have more say in the budget next Congress. In the House today, a Democrat-led committee will vote
whether to publicly release years of former President Donald Trump's tax returns. The Supreme Court ruling last month, the Treasury Department could send the committee 6 years' worth of Trump's personal and business taxes.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, the former president's long refused to release them, saying he's under audit. Trump's also called a hoax the Capitol riot investigation. Another committee just finished recommending the Justice Department charge the former president criminally. Democrat Jamie Raskin says,
ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
People were joggled awake at 2 a.m. in Northern California, rattled by a 6.4 magnitude earthquake in Humboldt County. People have been posting images of damage in their homes on social media, and there are more than 70,000 power outages. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
There are more so-called Twitter files out, more of the internal documents new owner Elon Musk allowed to be released from before he took over, dating back to 2020, showing Twitter working with the FBI to put a lid on the Hunter Biden laptop story. There's also an update on CEO Elon Musk.
Elon Musk had created a poll and promised to abide by its results. He asked if he should step down. Nearly 58% of the some 17 million respondents said they wanted him to leave. Musk went silent for some time, but started firing up the tweets again. Then one user suggested that fake accounts skewed the results of his poll. That user asked that only Twitter blue accounts be considered in polling. Those are accounts that are allegedly verified and cost $8 to $11 a month. Musk replied, good point. Twitter will make that change. Musk had given no clue as to who would replace him after posting that poll. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Harvey Weinstein convicted of rape and sexual assault again. The disgraced former movie producer, already serving a 23-year prison sentence for those crimes in New York, found guilty in Los Angeles.
The women whom Harvey Weinstein victimized in Southern California deserved to have their day in court. And I'm glad that they received that in this criminal case.
Attorney Gloria Allred. The victim, known as Jane Doe 1, says she hopes Weinstein never sees the outside of a prison cell again. A Mississippi man's pleaded guilty to threatening public officials.
Robert Weiser Bates admitted to placing phone calls to the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta in July of last year and leaving voicemails for CDC Director Rochelle Walensky that were threatening in nature. During an interview with FBI agents, Bates also admitted to stating he would kill Dr. Anthony Fauci as well.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Sam Bankman-Fried expected in court again today in the Bahamas, facing extradition to the U.S. to face fraud charges in the FTX crypto exchange collapse into bankruptcy. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.